Mainstreaming is a term that came into use in the late 1970s, and it referred to the practice of children who were being educated in substantially separate special ed classrooms going into a regular classroom kind of as visitors for a few periods or a few minutes during the day. And typically the reason that, quote, mainstreaming was done was ostensibly for social reasons, that even if children with disabilities were being educated in separate classrooms, maybe they'd go into a regular art class or they'd eat lunch with their grade-level classmates. And I would say then through the 1980s, actually, as mainstreaming began to be more prevalent, people, educators and parents alike and researchers began to notice that not only were children making social connections when they were in those regular classes, but they were also picking up some of the academic learning. So actually in the 1980s, there was kind of an interim term, and it was called integration. And integration was sort of another step up from mainstreaming, where children were still primarily members of a special ed class, but they would go into a regular class for some of their academic instruction. Oftentimes, that academic instruction might have not been the same academics that the children without disabilities were learning. It might have been still learning the special ed curriculum, but children, again, were kind of spending more and more time in the regular class. In the late 1980s, the first time I heard the term inclusion or inclusive education was actually from a Canadian woman named Marcia Forrest. And she came to New Hampshire to do some workshops for teachers. And she described something very different from mainstream or integration. And that was that right from the get-go, children with disabilities, including children with more significant disabilities, children with autism, would actually be members of regular education classrooms, and that the services, the supports, the special ed services that they needed would be provided to them in that general education classroom. So that came to be known as inclusion. And still would be the definition that I would subscribe to today, that inclusion is when all children are full-time members, full participants in the general ed classroom, learning the general ed curriculum with the supports and services they need in order to be successful. And then that's sort of part A of the definition of inclusion, and part B is that in order for inclusion of children to be successful, the teacher, the classroom teacher, and all the other staff also need to have particularly administrative supports to enable them to effectively educate the kids with disabilities in general education. So inclusion is not just kids being in a classroom, it's all the supports and the new roles for teachers and the curriculum adaptations that can make children's being in that classroom successful.